He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning and welcome to the Monday, April 1st, the April Fool's Day edition, I guess, of the Best Stocks Now show. Barry Kite, planner and analyst here at Gunderson Capital Management, sitting in for Bill for the moment. I think we've got a little technical issue, but he'll be here in any minute, or maybe he's just playing an April Fool's joke on me. But market-wise, we've got Dow is basically down about 0.45% to 39,630. And we've got the S&P 500 basically flat today at 5,254. The NASDAQ looks to be a bit positive, kind of a mixed bag at the moment, but up 66 points here to 16,445. We've got oil continues to stay above that 80 range at $83.26. And we've got gold here at looks like $2,235, continuing to be all-time highs. And I think we got Bill on the line here.
Yeah, we had a little technical issue here this morning. But you know what? I see so far, I see a split market with the NASDAQ up, and it's mostly the AI stocks that are kind of back in favor today. There was a lot of big news out of China over the weekend, and that would explain a lot of this move that we've seen here in the energy stocks, in the metals, the industrials, the infrastructure stocks. It would seem that China's economy is finally perking up. So, you know, I saw that happening last week, and I said it's either a war coming or China's economy is roaring back. That could be a little bit of both. I mean, obviously, the situation in Israel has not resolved itself. There's still a long ways to go there. And you did have the Chinese and the Russians move warships into the Red Sea over the weekend. But I think this rebound in China, which looks to be pretty good right now, is probably explaining most of the move in these, kind of infrastructure-related stocks here.
Well, and commodities in general, yeah, commodities in general have really perked up. Certainly.
Steel, aluminum, stuff like that. But the weapons stocks are also doing well too, like Raytheon and others. Well, we begin a new quarter today, the first quarter of 2024 is now in the books, and they're now tallying up the numbers, and we'll have earnings season start late next week. And I moved everything ahead a quarter for my target price for the S&P 500, which I did over the weekend on Saturday. And if you want to see that new target price on the S&P 500, 12-month target price and how I arrived at it, you can get 2 free weeks of the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. And even though Friday was a holiday, we did have a pretty big number on inflation come out on Friday. Barry, did you take a look at that?
Yeah, with the PCE PCE number, and it was we get it. And the interesting thing is we get tons more data this week. It's funny, you're talking about earnings season. I guess today would be, this week's kind of going to be referred to as economic indicator season. We've got a lot of different employment numbers later on this week. But essentially came in at, 2.8%, I think, was the year-over-year number, which is basically kind of in line with expectations. It was interesting because he kind of alluded to the number to a certain extent when he was did his press conference a week and a half or so ago.
Yeah.
So you weren't expecting it to be much of a surprise. It was just kind of interesting that the release date was whenever the markets were, you know, closed on the bond side and on the equity side.
But, well, you know, Powell actually commented on the PCE on Friday. He said it was pretty much in line with our expectations. And he said it's good to see something coming in line with expectations. And he also said that he still wants to see more good inflation data. And he also added growth is strong right now. The strong growth means that the central bank does not need to be in a hurry. And obviously, I mean, that would be, that would bring about a rate cut, is if they started to see the economy slow. And so far, that's not happening. Okay, now, every day in the market, I keep a little journal of stocks. You know, I look about 700 to 1,000 charts every day. And I kind of just make a little note of stocks that are very strong or breaking out. And I cluster them into the sectors of the market where they belong. And I have been noticing quite a bit of strength in the oil and gas sector, obviously. And that's become a very crowded trade, but you do have oil at $83.34 today. I've also been clustering them into infrastructure. You know, that's cement, it's Caterpillar, it's machinery, it's steel, things like that. I've also seen a lot of movement in the basic materials stocks, which is another area of the market that's been very strong. And, of course, these are areas of the market that have been left behind by AI and artificial intelligence during the first quarter of the year. And I said to myself, oh, let's not forget the precious metals. Gold hit a new all-time high last week. And stocks like Raytheon and General Dynamics and Lockheed have also been perking up here a lot lately. Well, you know, I said to myself, wow, the market either sees a war, expansion of war coming, or it could be China finally coming back online. Now, China's economy has been struggling for a long, long time, and it's really kind of holding the whole global economy down. But I think I discovered what was moving those stocks, because listen to this. These different economic reports that came in over the weekend. Asia markets trade thin but up as investors cheer upbeat economic data in China. So it's been a long time. Their PMI, which is the Purchasing Managers Index, it returned to expansion. And their services growth, which would be the PSI, at 9-month highs. So I guess that's what was driving it. And, you know, usually the market knows about this. There's a lot of hedge funds. There's a lot of companies that have boots on the ground in China reporting back about economic activity, etc., before it actually shows up in these reports. And I think that's why we saw the big movement, because China is a big consumer of commodities. They're the biggest consumer in the world of commodities. They don't have a lot of natural resources. They have to import a lot of the commodities that they need for growth. And that's been showing up here in the movement of these stocks. And you had also...
we've been waiting for, you know, I mean, there's been bets on, you know, China taking off. I mean, it seems like forever now that we've talked about their reopening, right? And then never, you know, their economy flipped. They flipped a switch and nothing came on, right?
No. And they've been trying all kinds of different stimulus measures. And now finally, they're starting to see the economy starting to perk up. I also saw that the numbers out of Macau, which is also an economic indicator. I mean, people need extra money in their pockets to go to Macau and gamble. They had very strong numbers coming out of Macau also. So that's all good. I mean, that would also kind of confirm that you can pretty much chalk up a soft landing here in the U.S. economy, because if things improve in China, That also helps us here in the U.S. I'm sure Apple and Tesla, they're certainly cheering for things to perk up in China because it's been a struggle for them, and it's been part of a big part of what has dragged those stocks down. I saw that the iPhone sales continue to drop in China for Apple, and of course Tesla has now been passed by BYD. And I also see when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the EV numbers out of China. And I don't know, is China investable? That's the other question there. Let's just say for now it's very good, a very good sign that China is starting to perk up because they're such a big part of the global economy. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show, where we've got the beginning of a new quarter. Right now, we're kind of going back to the way the first quarter went with the NASDAQ. Well, the NASDAQ's up 34 right now. That's 22 basis points. We've seen some quieting down there with NVIDIA. And the other AI stocks. Right now the Dow is down 221, however. That's 60 basis points. I want to say most of it's 3M as they're spinning off their medical unit here today. So kind of a mixed bag start here to the NASDAQ. I also pointed out in my newsletter over the weekend, I showed charts of precious metals, okay, hitting new all-time highs. I showed charts of the infrastructure stocks hitting new all-time highs. I showed charts of the oil and gas sector. This was on the front article of the newsletter, hitting new all-time highs. And then I showed a chart of NVIDIA because that stock probably all by itself pretty much represents the first quarter of 2024. And what moved the market. And you can see...
and most of 23, too.
Right? Yes, most of 23. And you can see that that just upwards ascent that was unstoppable finally has started to level off like a Boeing aircraft, you know, reaching 30,000 feet and then starting to level off. Let's just hope it doesn't start to come in for a landing. It hasn't done that yet, but it is leveled off. And I would say a lot of that has to do with the restrictions. I think there's a correlation between the Cold War and the restrictions that we've placed on China in having access to those high-speed and very high-tech chips. Because both AMD and NVIDIA and ASM lithography, etc., it's also leveled off. They do sell a lot of those. They could sell a lot of those high-speed chips to China, but we've put restrictions on them. Citigroup stays bullish on the chips as February sales top average. Memory seen as a key driver. And we saw that last week with Micron. We saw it with Seagate. We saw it with Western Digital. Those seem to be the ones that did well, while the leaders like Broadcom and AMD and NVIDIA have definitely stalled out for now. Let's see. Investors are sellers of fund assets for the second consecutive week. Well, it'll be interesting. I expected the first quarter to see some profit-taking and big profits in stocks like NVIDIA and AMD, but I was wrong. I mean, those stocks continued, right?
Yeah, you hadn't seen the rotation. It'd be interesting where, you know, For example, where a lot of our chip names and early chip exposure that we got back into in 2023 are now in that long-term capital gain area.
Yep.
And so it's going to be interesting to see how, say, other fund managers, right, being in, now in some kind of, more tax, it's more palatable, right? In other words,
right,
to take those gains at that point. So, it'll be interesting to see if maybe that could have pushed off the rotation a bit. But we certainly came out like a shot out of a cannon in 2024 so far.
And, if you're a mutual fund that bought a 4% position or whatever in NVIDIA, now it's an 8% position in your fund or your ETF, and they have to rebalance that from time to time. Now, we haven't sold any of our NVIDIA or any of our AMD here recently, but we have lowered our exposure to some of the others in the chip sector. And I also have been showing charts recently of the NASDAQ, which obviously, the NASDAQ hit new all-time highs last week, but you can't really say it was the software and the semiconductor stocks that were leading it higher. It was other areas of the market. I've also been showing recently in the chart section of the newsletter both the software sector, which is really leveled off. Okay, we're talking the cybersecurity stocks like Palo Alto Networks
and that's where you lightened up. That's where you lightened up first.
Yep, that's the first place I lightened up in tech. CrowdStrike, those kinds of stocks that are pretty much focused on cybersecurity, they've definitely softened up quite a bit. Salesforce would be another one, and leveled off. They were the first tech sector to level off, and now we're starting to see the semiconductor sector level off. So I think it's too soon to tell. When those sectors or stocks have been going up for a long time in a number two uptrend, and then all of a sudden they start to level off into a number three leveling off kind of trend, they can go one of two ways from there. They can break out to new highs again, but you do have valuation headwinds there, or they can start to roll over and see some consolidation. And the numbers would suggest, it may not happen, but the numbers would suggest to get the NASDAQ down to a more palatable P.E. ratio, it would take about an 8 to 10% correction for that to happen. But that's very, very difficult to predict. We just continue to watch the charts because that will be where it shows up first. And like I said, the second week here, we've seen fund assets, and it was interesting to see the two ETFs that had the biggest amounts of money leave. Number one was SPY, saw $5.5 billion, that's the S&P 500 ETF. And number two was the ProShares triple NASDAQ, saw a big outflow. So I think there's a little bit of risk coming off the table right now. Let me look at Bitcoin. I thought I saw Bitcoin selling off today, too. Yeah, well, it's down 1,000. 69,500, and I'm seeing a pretty big sell-off.
Under that 70,000 mark is kind of new range in terms of what I think the all-time high I got to was maybe around 73 comes to mind.
Yep, 73,800, right around in there is the all-time high. That was a few weeks ago.
And gold is up, up to 22.35.
Unbelievable.
So it's been on a tear, and I've heard some talk that Chinese Central Bank was buying some gold too, right? So there's some additional demand right in the gold space there, and in a lot of commodities at the moment.
Yeah, Russia deals in gold a lot too.
And they have forced to now.
Yeah, they're forced to because of the they have to deal with Bitcoin and I don't know, Russia they seem to be up to something, but nothing, we don't know what it is yet. They had that attack on that Moscow concert hall, and they're looking for blame, and they're looking for big retribution for whoever did that. Okay, when we come back, the more on China on their, they reported all their EV sales today, Also, we got some drug stock news in the second half. This is the Best Stocks Now show. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show.
Welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. We got a little bit of a sloppy start here to the second quarter of 2024. Dow down 216. I think it was mostly 3M. We'll look into that in the last quarter of the show. The Nasdaq, though, holding on to a 34-point gain, and it's mostly the AI stocks that are leading the way there. Boy, I just looked at some charts. The chart of the day so far, ASML, which is the lithography. They make the very important equipment for making those high-speed chips for NVIDIA.
Hey, NASDAQ going up was to be noted. It's interesting. The U.S. Treasury 10 years up. 10 basis points
yeah.
to 431, and you've got the NASDAQ outperforming the Dow. So it's a pretty interesting dynamic. I will say on the economic calendar this week is pretty interesting. You had, I think ISM was this morning or came out right when we started the show. Just before that, you had PMIs, and then you got a ton of Fed speak this week. We've got, on Wednesday, the ADP report, and on, Friday, you get the non-farm payrolls, and literally, I think if you're a Fed speaker, you must be on tour this week, because the list of Fed speakers is massive. So.
Yeah, and everybody knows what they're going to do pretty much the rest of the year. They're going to keep things the same. And at some point, they'll start cutting, and by the end of the year, we should have 3 rate cuts. So they can talk about it all they want, but that's pretty much the course they're going to follow. Okay,
Neil. And you make it to mixed messages. That's the other piece. It's interesting in this dynamic where you're about to shift, right, where you go, say, from raising to not raising, to then cutting, right? You've got that difference in thought process. So you may get one Fed speaker saying this, right, and one Fed speaker saying something a good bit different, whereas for recent years, right, they've seemed to all be kind of on the same page for a while.
Chinese EV sales, of course, they've now surpassed Tesla, and that's a real thorn in the side, a real problem for Elon Musk, is the competition coming from China. Now, whether these Chinese EVs were going to hit our country or not, you've heard Trump say he wouldn't allow it, but apparently they're building big factories in Mexico, the Chinese are, spread out the market for their car. So NIO is up 2% today. NIO, their deliveries rose 14% year over year. XPeng saw a huge increase over the previous month and 29% increase year over year. It looks like China is taking aim at our auto industry by becoming the biggest manufacturer of EVs. Whether or not our people will buy EVs, that's another question.
And the question is, are there people actually buying them? I've seen some pictures of.
Where the heck are they all going?
They're like
Europe,
parked in a field with grass growing up.
Really?
But wow. I don't know.
And then their leader is Li Auto. BYD and Li. Li's up 2%.
And they saw was another big player.
Yeah, they saw they all saw a pretty good increase. Not so much in earnings. Lee's probably the number one, and Boyd, BYD. Okay, now we've got Sanofi and Regeneron. They have a drug, Dupixent. I'll be watching this. Regeneron's also working on, you know, these weight loss drugs. They cut into the muscle mass, and that's not so good. And Regeneron thinks they have the solution to that. We'll see. We keep watching that. But COPD is also a very big problem around the country and around the world. And now the FDA is giving approval for their blockbuster drug, Dupixent, which is for asthma and other ailments of your breathing. Now they're going to give it approval for COPD, which is a pretty big deal here. Now the stock, well, they haven't given it the approval yet, but you've got, who's saying it here? One of the big firms out there saying that it's just a matter of time before they get it. So we'll keep an eye on that. I don't see, let's see, Regeneron right now. Is it up on that news? Not really. It's down just a tiny bit.
Yeah, basically flat.
And Sanofi, which is SNY, it's basically flat. But when they do get that approval, you could see a jump in those stocks. Okay, the leading industrials in the first half of the year. You know, not a lot of people really interested with all the AI and the chips and the software and everything else. It's so much more seemingly exciting and sexy. Well, you know, there were some pretty good returns from some of the industrials. Here were the best. General Electric, which we talked about. We didn't own it, but we talked about it a lot during the first quarter of this year and the last quarter of last year, up 38% year-to-date. GE, which is undergoing a significant turnaround. Eaton, ETN, was up 30%. They include Uber in the industrial sector. To me, it belongs in the leisure, but I guess people use it going to work and whatnot. Uber was up 25%. Caterpillar had a good first quarter. It was up 24%.
Uber and industrial is a kind of a stretch. Yeah.
That's a stretch for me.
Character. Yeah, I agree.
That would like be like putting the rental cars, Avis and those. It's more leisure, travel. And then, of course, Raytheon up 16%. That's something, you know, that could get worse here in the second quarter of this year. Israel is just, you know, chomping at the bit to go in and finish off Hamas in the Gaza Strip. And that northern border, it's going to give. Something's going to give at some point. They're not going to take that. It's daily. They're shooting down 30, 40 missiles a day coming from Lebanon into northern Israel. And that's not good at all, and eventually that's going to break loose up there. And that's probably why you're seeing a lot of these weapon stocks that continue to do well. Of course, Raytheon is a big player because of the Patriot missile. That's what's shooting these things down. The worst industrial, this should come as no surprise, Boeing. Boeing lost a fourth of its value in the first quarter of this year. I saw a couple people the other night that worked for Boeing, said, who's the new CEO? They had no idea who the new CEO would be. But the Boeing needs to undergo a turnaround play of themselves. Gold, the big story in the first quarter of this year, the materials sector itself had a huge quarter. And Newmont Mining, Martin Marietta Materials, which is cement. That's cement stocks, that's right. Nucor had a good quarter. That's a steel stock. Freeport-McMoRan, the copper stocks really finished long on the upside. And, you know, that's another indicator of China. When you see the copper stocks, Freeport-McMoRan is a very good indicator of how the economy is going in China. And obviously it must be going pretty good. Now, when it comes to the healthcare sector, we had number one with ease, Lilly, up 34% in the first quarter of this year. Lilly is our largest holding. We are big believers in these weight loss drugs. And I'm sure Novo Nordisk, and I mean, they don't count them in the S&P 500 because it's a foreign company out of Denmark. But Novo Nordisk also had a very good quarter. DaVita, number two, up 33%. That's kidney dialysis. Number three, Edwards Life Sciences, up 25%. And Catalent, number four. What's Catalent do? They pretty much make the pills. Or no, the whatever it is, the liquid that you inject into your body for the weight loss drugs. And I would say the big loser, United Healthcare, got hammered with that big data breach that they had. And Humana also got hammered in the first quarter, down 23%. Okay, we'll take a look underneath the surface of the market when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now show.
But nothing been a wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
Welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, you got the Dow down 221. We're going to take a look into that right now and find out why. The NASDAQ is up just a scant 10 points right now, and the S&P is up, or is down 10 points. Small caps also. Well, you got to blame part of this softness, weakness in the market on the 10-year. All of a sudden, when we started the day, it was only up 5 basis points, which is pretty much just normal. But now it's up 10 basis points. And all of a sudden, maybe it's the rebound in China, which is going to drive up material prices and commodity prices. It's already doing that. Maybe the market sees that as a possible another inflationary issue.
But yeah, and you touched on the other issue though, is how investable is it, right? And then, you know, it begs a question, and just in terms of them being able to either, you know, ban things, just simply change the rules, right? And valuate can change, which in turn changes valuations essentially overnight, right?
Yes, yes.
Whether it involves CEOs or what have you.
Let's take a look at the Dow. Nike, which has not been doing well. Is it time to kick Nike out of the Dow and replace it with Deckers? I don't think Deckers is big enough. But
I will say, I was walking around and there was a running group that came through somewhere, you know, here in Charleston, right? And like, you know, they were running from here to there. Looked down at their shoes. Literally, everyone was, you know, was like a Hoka shoe.
Really,
I pointed out to my wife. I looked down, like, take a, you know, I'm like, take a look. I'm like,
I'm glad you're doing your boots on your running shoes on the ground studies.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, literally every running shoe. Like, I mean, it was. I see them in plenty of other settings, but it was just interesting. Like a whole, you know, group and all different people, right? And then all of them had the same style shoe.
We're going to have your business cards redone. We're going to add to fertilizer analyst, and shoe analyst, running shoe analyst. Anyways, Nike is down 2.3, a new 52-week low there for Nike, as they seemingly are losing, market share. Home Depot, I got a Home Depot story for you, down 1.95% today. Have anybody out there been to Home Depot or to Lowe's and priced flowers, shrubs? Unbelievable. You know, I was looking online because I'm having some some molts delivered, and one lantana was in a 3 gallon pot, $53, Barry.
Yeah, that's.
And my son-in-law, who every year this time of year beautifies his yard with flowers. I mean, they just have like a, you know, a two-story home, nothing big or anything. $600 he spent on annuals and a few shrubs to plant around to beautify his home. I just can't believe the cost. When I was at Costco on last Wednesday, Thursday, and they had like a two-foot tomato plant, you know, really well-established. I mean, you could put that in the ground and probably have tomatoes in a couple of weeks. It was like $30 or something. Wow. Like that for a tomato plant. Now, I grow everything from seed at my house.
Yeah, well, and just the soil. I was going to talk about, you know, it's time to, you know, kind of resoil the garden a bit. And I was looking at soil, and I'm like, man.
Yeah, $7
like,
bucks a bag.
Just the dirt.
Well, you can go out and get, there's all the free dirt you want in the backcountry here, you know. Boeing is down 1.6%. That's not helping the Dow. Amgen's down 1.2. Merck is down 1.2. McDonald's is down 1. Procter & Gamble is down 1. So that's what's leading the Dow. I don't know if the math is right on 3M, but it shows it up 2.8%. And, you know, you got to count that it's no longer a $100 billion company because they're spinning off. I'm not quite sure what the symbol is of that new stock. It's going to not be in the Dow, I don't think. It's going to be in the S&P 500. But all in all, when you do all the math and everything, 3M is actually up on the news because you usually figure the medical part of 3M will get a bigger multiple than when you lump it in with Post-it right, but, notes and all that, right?
Right, by itself, it can. I mean, the point is where it's kind of financial engineering that
yes.
You can spin something out, and by itself, it should command, say, a higher multiple. So then, you know, as a part of 3M, right, you spin it out, and it becomes magically, right, becomes worth more.
Yes. So. Okay, and then in the S&P 500, which is really a good indicator of, you know, a broad range of stocks, thank goodness they kicked out Walgreens out of the Dow, because the Dow would really be down today. Walgreens is down another 5.5% today. And, of course, Walgreens was replaced by Amazon, which should have happened a long time ago. So that the Dow would be down probably about 400 or 500 points today if Walgreens was still in there. Etsy's down 4.2. I don't really see anything else that gives me any heartburn there. But the upside, okay, that's the interesting part. Micron, that stock, everybody's cooing all of a sudden about the memory stocks. And, you know, the memory stocks have really taken a big back seat to the high-tech NVIDIA and AMD and ASML, and everybody kind of forgot about the memory stocks. Look at Micron up another 6.6% today, as apparently these memory stocks play a big role in artificial intelligence. The other one that's blasting off is Western Digital, which has been asleep for a long, long time. I mean, they go back to the beginning of all of this with their hard disk drives. Western Digital is breaking out to a new 52-week high today. So those two stocks are leading, and you got Supermicro Computer, one of the big winners of the first quarter of this year. SMCI is also having a good day today. And the gambling stocks with China coming back online, I guess, Wynn Resorts.
Yeah, I guess
Las Vegas.
Macau, Sands. Yeah, right? Macau is.
And the other one that's kind of perking up recently is Google all of a sudden, and that's another AI related stock. All right, the newsletter, I put a lot of work into it over the weekend. You can get 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com to set up an appointment with us live in Sarasota or or via Zoom or telephone, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.